This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hi, this is Connie Louise. Join me Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. for WCNO's Community Calendar. Your nonprofit Community Calendar event should be sent to WCNO 2 weeks in advance. Our address is WCNO 2960 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, Florida 34990. Or email your events to WCNO@WCNO.com.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Ed Day, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Bumgardner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So grab a pen, take some notes, let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Sometimes we get so familiar with ourselves that we don't even allow God to use us. We don't think God would ever do anything through us because I'm just little old nobody and I just got this going on in my life and I got that going on in my life. You can't do that. You got to understand that you are a vessel unto honor before God, that God chooses infallible man to work through. When he works through you, it is holy and it is anointed. Listen, I like being people's buddies, but if all you ever see me is as your buddy, when it comes time for you to need a pastor, you won't come to me. You'll go outside the church because I'm just good old Jason. Listen, Jason ain't really got nothing for you anyway. It's the office of the pastor. It's the office. Anybody can sit in the office that's called. But you've got to be willing to say, God, I'm not going to get familiar with that, and I'm going to respect the office of the pastor that you've given to be the shepherd of my life, to speak into my life, to help direct the path of my life. That's why you cannot allow familiarity to rule in your life. Honor. Somebody shout honor.
Honor.
Honor is the culture of the kingdom. It's how the kingdom operates. It's the culture of the kingdom. Jesus said a prophet is not without honor except in his own hometown. In other words, where there was no honor, there was familiarity and unbelief. If you can't honor the people that God has put in your life to speak into your life, then you'll have unbelief. You'll bring doubt into a meeting instead of faith. You'll sit there and go, oh, I see what they're doing. They're all puffed up on themselves. I don't know why I keep coming to this place. Same old thing all the time. That has hurt the body of Christ more than anything else I know. It is the foundation of discord in the body. Come on, amen. Sometimes I go home, man, and I'm just so humbled, and I'm just blown away by the way God uses me and uses Kim to impact lives, and the phone calls we get every week and the messages that people send us and the emails and the text messages. I'm blown away because I know it ain't me. I'm just humbled that God would even use somebody like me. That God would take a nobody like me and say, okay, I'm going to use you. Honor is the culture of the kingdom. Where there is no honor, there's unbelief. So, well, you're just trying to puff yourself up. No, I'm trying to help you this morning. If you want to receive what God has for you, then you need to honor what God has for you. You got to honor it, amen? And you got to honor the people that God has placed over you in your life to help direct your life. If you don't, it will shut down faith in your life. I've watched husbands come along and destroy faith in their wives and destroy their marriages because they did not honor the gift of God that was in their wife. Amen. They treated their wife common. They treated her like a nuisance, like she was just wearing them out and they've had all they can take and they just need to escape from their wife. Well, you know what? When you do that to your wife, you ain't gonna have a wife very long. Jesus said, atmosphere affects faith. It affects faith. You know what, in this nation, I have never ceased. I'm just blown away at the number of people that take on all kinds of political figures and other people and all these different opinions and all these different things, and they don't realize that they shut down the atmosphere of their life. Let me just say this to you. It is not godly to hate the president of the United States of America. I don't care if you like his policy or not. There is nothing in the Bible that gives you permission to destroy the atmosphere of your house by complaining about what's going on in the government. I don't agree with everything that happens in the White House. I don't agree with everything that happens in Congress. And I certainly don't agree with everything that happens in the court system. But you know what? God has placed those people in this nation over me. They're not there by chance. They're there because God allowed it. And if I will get in the right atmosphere of my life and pray for that man and pray for the Senate and pray for the judicial system and honor them in their positions, then how many of you know my heart is right towards what's going on? Let me just tell you this. You don't have to agree with somebody to honor them. You got to give honor to whom honor is due. I don't care if you like Obama or not. He's the president of the United States, and he deserves your honor. That's the truth. Some of y'all don't like it, I know. It will destroy the atmosphere of your life. But if you will, can you imagine that if every believer was in faith praying? Praying for his life, praying for his wife, praying for his kids, praying for the White House. I believe there would be some different decisions coming out of that White House. But what we do is we create a negative environment, a negative atmosphere around that political structure. And you've got a whole group of Christians in this country that condemn every single decision, that's mad and angry about it, instead of just saying, God, I trust you in it. God, you can make a way where there seems to be no way. This is a trust issue to the Lord. What kind of an atmosphere are you creating in your home? You ain't, listen, you don't have to agree with somebody to honor them. See, because not only does atmosphere affect faith, atmosphere affects your soul.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a minute, but first I want to take the opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship services are 9 and 11 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church, and there's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's children's church, youth group, senior meetings, there's something for everyone. If you are new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for everyone. I'm praising under open skies, everything
breathing, praising God. Atmosphere affects my soul. You say, well, why is that important, Pastor? Well, let me tell you why. It's because the soulish arena of your life is the arena of your promotion, it's the arena of your prosperity, and it's the arena of your well-being. Promotion, prosperity, and well-being. You can't get promotion, you can't get prosperity, and you can't get well-being if the atmosphere of your life is convoluted, if it's got chaos, if it's got confusion, if it's got bitterness, if it's got resentment. No matter who you resent. See, we're all great Christians till somebody does something we don't like. And then we want to call them ungodly. We want to sit on the judgment seat, declare that's evil. How dare they? Come on, y'all ain't going to shout me down. It's all right. That's why 3 John 2 says this, verse 1, it says, Beloved, I wish above all things that you be in health and prosper, even as your soul prospers. You can't have spirit prosperity without soul prosperity. Come on, help me, amen. Because the atmosphere affects my soulish man. It affects my mind, my will, and emotions. I mean, when I get frustrated, it's my emotions that I'm dealing with. When I get angry, it's my emotions that I'm dealing with. When I watch the news and I see ISIS killing children and cutting their head off, it's my emotions that I deal with. Righteous indignation and anger, and I get overwhelmed. I mean, that's the stuff that I've got to temper and say, God, help me to know how to pray. God, help me to know how to get in this place of faith. God, I need your will. I need your passion for this thing in my life. But we get to the point when somebody's doing something different than what we want to do, then my will gets in the way because we want to have it our way. We don't want to have it nobody else's way. We want to do it the way we think and not the way anybody else thinks. And all of a sudden, my soulish man gets out of kilter and I get a little bit off and I get stressed out and I'm feeling the pressure of life and I'm feeling financial pressure and I'm feeling the stress of everything going on around me and I get aggravated and I get impatient. Come on, is this helping anybody today? You can look this up in 1 Samuel chapter 16. King Saul, he'd been anointed to be king, but he never learned how to deal with his soulish man. He never learned how to deal with his emotions. He never brought his soulish man under control. And the Bible says because of that, evil spirits would come and they would torment him and he would be so tormented. The Bible actually says that he brought David in to play the harp and that as David would begin to worship God, Saul's spirit would finally begin to get quieted and everything would begin to quiet down around him. How many of you know when bad things hit your house or you just hang up the phone and you got that terrible news that there's loss of life or there's something terrible that's happened and all of a sudden you're overwhelmed with all the emotions of everything that comes with the bad news. The doctor called with the report and he says you got 2 months left to live and all of a sudden you feel it and the anger and the frustration and the emotion, all of it. How many of you know that at that moment that all kinds of emotions are beginning to erupt like a volcano in your life. You go to work and somebody gets up in your face and you get a letter in the mail and you lost your job and things didn't go the way you wanted to and now you're mad and now you're angry and you don't want to talk to nobody. Just leave me alone. Anybody ever do that? Just leave me alone. We can stay in that stupor for weeks and become very full of self-pity. And all it'll do is just build and build and build in our life. It'll just multiply in every arena of our life. We won't be able to sleep at night. We'll be tormented when our head hits the pillow and we can't think straight. And we're thinking vengeful thoughts and revenge and I'm going to get them back. And how could they and who do they think they are? We toss and we turn. The drama, the gossip. But how many know if you could ever shift yourself to some worship? Even somebody tormented like Saul got quiet. If you could just shift yourself to a place where you can just focus in on the Lord, it'll begin to quiet your soul. And then how many know when your soul gets quiet, you can start having breakthrough? You can start having breakthrough, amen? But you'll never get breakthrough. You'll never get promotion. You'll never get prosperity as long as your soul is agitated. As long as your soul is frustrated. You got to learn how to quiet your soulish man. You got to learn how to calm yourself down. That's why David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. All that is within me. All of my emotions, all of my will, all of my body, all of my thoughts. I will bless the Lord. I will bless his holy name. Even if I don't feel like dancing, I'm going to dance. Even if I don't feel like shouting, I'm going to shout. Even if I don't feel like praying, I'm going to pray. I'm not going by what I feel. I'm going by what God has told me to do that will bless my soul. Literally in the Hebrew, it's written with this command. The Hebrew says, soul, bless the Lord. Not bless the Lord, oh my soul. It says, soul, bless the Lord. How many know you're not your soul? You are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a body. You can command your soul. Soul, bless the Lord. I'm commanding you to bless the Lord. Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, they're foreclosing. Yeah, they're coming to get the car. Yeah, Junior run away from home. Soul, bless the Lord. Soul, bless the Lord. I'm not going to stand here and be agitated. I'm not going to stand here and be aggravated. I will not be frustrated. I will not be depressed. Soul, bless the Lord. Somebody shall bless the Lord. See, when you do that, it begins to shift the atmosphere of your life. It begins to shift the atmosphere around you so that when people begin to walk into your presence, all of a sudden they're not seeing your frustration. They're not feeling your aggravation. They're not walking in the wounds of your heart. Come on, help me, somebody. What they see is somebody that's taking authority over their situation and they are blessing the Lord. They're changing the atmosphere that's around them. See, you can change your atmosphere. You can change it. You don't have to walk in defeat. You don't have to be frustrated. You don't have to be living with negative thoughts. You don't have to be rejected because of what somebody did. You can change the atmosphere of your life. And the easiest, quickest way you can do it is to get into a place with other believers. Get in the house of God and worship God together. See, when we come together in unity and we come together in this place in faith, one mind, one accord, there ain't nothing that can stop us. When we get in one accord in faith, every believer in this house gets in faith, the atmosphere gets charged. I have literally been in building spaces like this where everybody was so charged in faith that fog began to fall down into the room. A blanket, a layer of fog hovered over the people. That's not a spiritual thing. That was a physical manifestation of the presence of God. And as it hovered over the place and it began to rest on people, people just started dropping. Hitting the ground. Miracles begin to manifest. People begin to speak in tongues. Some people broke and begin to weep. Some people were healed from abuse. Some people learned how to forgive for the first time in their life. Burdens were lifted. Things that were set wrong became right. Because the atmosphere became conducive for the miracles of God to be performed. We have a choice in here every Sunday to come in this place and treat what God's doing here on Sunday morning with familiarity, or we have a choice to come in here and treat what God's doing with honor. Yes, we do. And to step into this place with faith and see the miracles of God be performed over us. Atmosphere. You have the choice to go home and create the atmosphere in your house. You can go home full of yourself, yelling and angry, mad about everything going on in your life, or you can go home and worship the Lord. Yeah. You can make him the preeminent person of your life and shift the atmosphere of your life. Half of us would have a breakthrough if we just stopped complaining about everything that's wrong in our life. If we would just let it go. That's prophetic for somebody this morning. If you would just let it go, what they did to you, if you would just let it go, it would begin to shift the atmosphere of your life. And some of y'all have been very mistreated. Some of you in here this morning, you've been betrayed on levels that nobody else could ever understand. You've been let down. You've been broken. You've wept through the nights, through weeks and months. And God is saying, let it go and I'll change the atmosphere of your life. You don't have to live in that cycle of dysfunction. How many of you believe that this morning? Come on, amen. I want the atmosphere of my life to be all about Jesus so that everywhere I go, when people encounter me, they encounter Jesus. Not Jason. Because Jason can be really rude and mean. Jason sometimes can get full of himself and bring a very negative atmosphere into his house. But I want the atmosphere of my life to be like Jesus. I wonder if I got anybody else in here this morning that wants the atmosphere of their life to be like Jesus. I wonder if I got anybody else in this house this morning that wants to go home today and walk in their house and change the atmosphere in their kitchen. Change the atmosphere in their bedroom. Change the atmosphere in their living room. Change the atmosphere everywhere they go. Do I got anybody in the house that wants to change some atmosphere?
Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I hope you tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. I'm your host, Ed Day, and I'll see you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Hey, it's Pastor Jason from The Revealing Truths. Kim and I would like to extend an invitation to you to come out and spend some time with us on Sunday morning. Our service times are at 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. You know, we're having an explosive time in the ministry. God is performing miracles in our midst. Today, we're living in a time and a generation where 6 out of every 10 people do not attend church regularly. It's really something that we never really thought would happen in our country today. So many people have fallen away from the things of God. But I can tell you this, there's never been a more important time in history than there is now to get connected to church. Our church is a growing church, and we're looking for a few good people to come in and join us. We have a big vision. We have big dreams. And we know it's going to take a lot of people to implement what God wants to do here on the Treasure Coast. If you've been searching for a good place where there's good word, where people know how to worship Jesus and enter into His presence, if you've been searching for a place that flows in the supernatural and miracles are taking place, then Truth Church may be the place for you. I want to invite you right now, if you've been going from church to church or you haven't found the right place, come visit with us. Come be our guest on a Sunday morning and take part in what God is doing here at Truth Church. We're a very loving church and we're a family church. And we're expecting God to do great things in the lives of those that will partner with us to change the Treasure Coast of Florida. I hope I will see you there this Sunday. Please call our church office line at any time if you need prayer for anything. The number for the church is 772-461-8555.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.